When Esav and Yaakov reunite in this week's parasha, after a long separation from one another, two brothers getting back together, Yaakov offers Esav gifts. And he says in the words of the Pasuk, Kachna et birchati, please take these gifts. However, the word that Yaakov uses in the Pasuk for gifts is bracha, which more accurately translates as blessing, rather than matana, which means gift. So the question is, why does Yaakov say, take my blessing? He should have said, take these gifts. Some of the Mefarshim suggest the following. Yaakov intentionally calls these gift items a bracha, as if to say, what I have is an abundance, far more than I require. In fact, I have everything I could possibly need, and I require nothing more. And that's how a tzaddik looks at the things that he has in life. All his wealth is a blessing, meaning after our basic necessities, everything else is a luxury. It's a bracha of abundance. And that's what Yaakov is saying to Esav. Take my blessing. These gifts are a blessing because I have so much more than I need. Please take it. Now, it's a natural human impulse to desire more than we have. And that impulse derives from the feeling that we need what we don't have. But in truth, if we could identify our most basic necessities, we will realize that more likely than living with things living without things that we need, we're not doing that. We're actually living in the lap of luxury. If we can appreciate that what we possess, all the things that we have in life, is far more than what we really need to live, our basic necessities, then we will better appreciate everything that we have as a bracha, and we will be more happy and live more contently with everything that we have. Shabbat Shalom.